Okay, so now I'm going to skip you a bunch of pages to make the pain less. And we kind of get what kind of character this guy is. And so he's kind of fucked up his relationship with his girlfriend, and he decides that a good idea would be for him to go on a trip with her back to Santo Domingo, like take a vacation. I don't know. Some people do this kind of stupid stuff, so... And if you haven't, I commend you. So, we're skipping. I'm skipping over a bunch of stuff, and now you know the setup. And then he goes, I don't know why I get stuck on it the way I do, bringing it up every day, trying to get her to commit. Maybe I was getting tired of the situation we were in, or maybe I'd gotten this idea in my head that if she said, yes, we're going, then shit would be fine between us. And if she said, no, it's not for me, then at least I'd know it was over. But her girlfriends, the sorest losers on the planet, advised her to take the trip and then never to speak to me again. She, of course, told me this shit because she couldn't stop herself from telling me everything she was thinking. How do you feel about that suggestion? I asked her. She shrugged. It's an idea. Even my boys were like, nigga, that sounds like you're wasting a whole lot of loot on some bullshit. But I really thought it would be good for us. Deep down where my boys don't know me, I'm an optimist. And I thought, me and her on the island, what couldn't this cure? Let me confess, I love Santo Domingo. I love coming home to the guys in the Blazers trying to push little cups of Brugal into my hand. I love the plane landing, everybody clapping when the wheels kiss the runway. I love the fact that I'm the only nigga on board without a Cuban link or a flapjack of makeup on my face. I love the redhead woman on her way to meet her daughter she hasn't seen in 11 years. The gifts she holds on her lap like the bones of a saint. Mi hija has tetas now, the woman whispers to her neighbor. The last time I saw her, she could barely speak in sentences. Now she's a woman. Imagínate. I love the bags my mother packs. Shit for relatives and something for Magda, a gift. You give this to her no matter what happens between you two. If this was another kind of story, I'd tell you about the sea. What it looks like after it's been forced into the sky through a blowhole. How when I'm driving in from the airport and see it like this, like shredded silver, I know I'm back for real. I tell you about how many poor motherfuckers there are. More albinos, more cross-eyed niggas, more tigres than you'll ever see. And the mujeres, olvídate. How you can't go 5 feet without running into one you wouldn't mind kicking it with. And I tell you about the traffic, the entire history of late 20th century automobiles, swarming across every flat stretch of ground, a cosmology of battered cars, battered motorcycles, battered trucks, and battered buses, and an equal number of repair shops run by any idiot with a wrench. And I tell you about the shanties and our no running water faucet and the Sambos on the billboard and the fact that my family house comes equipped with the ever-reliable latrine. And I tell you about my abuelo and his campo hands and how unhappy he is that I'm not sticking around. And I tell you about the street where I was born, Calle 21, how it hasn't decided yet if it wants to be a slum or not, and how it's been in this state of indecision for years. But that would make this another kind of story, and I'm having enough trouble with this one as it is. You'll have to take my word for it. Santo Domingo is Santo Domingo. Let's pretend we all know what goes on there.